In New York today, there were three additional cases of people testing positive for exposure to anthrax. All were people who had been in contact with a contaminated letter delivered last month to NBC. None of them appears to have developed the disease. We'll have more on this story later in our program. But first, a senior official from the Taliban told reporters today that his government might be willing to deliver Osama bin Laden to a third country. The Taliban deputy prime minister said the offer would depend on the U.S. halting the bombing in Afghanistan and producing evidence against bin Laden. The White House immediately rejected the offer. In Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, residents this evening report new explosions. This is the eighth night of U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, where is the campaign at this point? Where is it headed this week?
The thing to remember, Lisa, is that this is a war with different phases. The first phase was this round of heavy airstrikes, primarily at pre-planned targets like airfields, radar stations, defense facilities, that kind of thing. Those targets now have been largely hit. They're going back in some cases where they weren't completely destroyed, but this phase is largely over and we're at a turning point, the first of what will be many turning points to come. And now the focus is more on what are called emerging targets. That would be stuff you find out about either because you notice something or maybe you get some new information that leads you to hit things you didn't know about before.
So what will the next phase bring?
In the next phase, Lisa, you're going to see more of a focus on hitting actual troops, Taliban troops, and certain formations in particular, because some of the toughest fighters on the Taliban side right now are actually these volunteers that Osama bin Laden has brought over to Afghanistan from other countries. Many of them are from Arab countries. They're non-Afghans. In fact, there's an entire brigade of these guys, according to Pentagon officials. It's called the 55th Brigade, 1,000 or more. And the most elite of these guys are actually around Osama bin Laden himself. And in this next phase of the war, you're going to see action focused more on these guys. To some extent, it'll be airstrikes. But the important thing is that this phase is going to bring a gradual shift toward ground operations. You're going to see, for example, some U.S. operatives, could be intelligence operatives, could be reconnaissance units on the ground trying to locate these troop formations or volunteer fighters, and then they could direct airstrikes against them, or they could even lead some kind of ground assault. It'll be in this next phase that you might actually see the beginning of some U.S. ground operation in Afghanistan.
Well, how soon will we see this next, when will this next phase come?
Who knows, Lisa? I certainly don't know, given the way the Pentagon has been so slow in releasing information. And in fact, it's very complicated because there are different considerations here. On the one hand, there is an argument for getting into this fairly quickly. It's getting to be winter soon in the Afghan mountains, and once the snow comes, it's very hard to fight. Also, the middle of next month is the beginning of Ramadan, which is the month-long Muslim period of fasting. And given how anxious the United States is to show that this is not a war against Muslims, I think it's likely they don't want to do much after Ramadan starts. On the other hand, there's also an argument for against moving too quickly, because there's actually a fear that if you really start going after the Taliban troop concentrations now, bombing them, going on the ground after them, the first beneficiary will be this other main army in Afghanistan, the Northern Alliance, which for years has been fighting against the Taliban. And U.S. officials are actually worried that the Northern Alliance could get too far down the road here. They actually could find themselves in a position to take power. And there's concern that this could actually make things worse. It could trigger a new civil war, more fighting. You may even have some people who are now fighting the Taliban turn around and reconsider just to keep the Northern Alliance from taking power, because the Northern Alliance has a lot of problems of its own and people are opposed to them as well.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Thank you, Tom.
Of course, Lisa.